It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kobe Prettyman and Lane Miller with Utah Foster Care. Now, they are going to have a teen forum. If you've ever had any questions about foster care, and this one's going to be geared more towards teens, it's going on January 13th at the foster care offices. We're going to talk about that and get some experiences from Lane. Lane has been taking care of foster children for over 20 years. We're going to talk about all things foster care for the next little while. Kobe, Lane, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Now, Kobe, we're going to kind of let you kick it off. You are the director for the area, correct?
Yeah, I'm the lead foster adoptive consultant for this area, and that kind of includes the Uinta Basin and down south as well, but they have people who recruit families and do things down there with them, so I'm over Carbon and Emory primarily.
Okay, now you were talking a little bit earlier, we were off the air, and we were talking about you wanted to gear this more towards teens. Now, you need help with every age range in foster care. But it seems like people have more questions when it comes to teens. Is that about
right? And if somebody's just wanting information about foster parenting, they can still come to this. A lot of the stuff is the same. You know, the requirements to become a foster parent and all that is the same, regardless of whether you're caring for a 2-year-old or a 15-year-old. So they're welcome to come. But we do want to let people know that we do need families in our area to care for teenage kids, that we have kids come in that are teenagers and need that support and help and guidance while their parents are doing some things to get their situation better. And so that is a little bit different. Caring for a teen is different from caring for a younger child. But we want to let people know that it's not scary. Different doesn't mean bad. And I think some people shy away from teens because they think, oh boy, what problems do teens have? And so we want that to kind of dispel some of those myths about what teens in foster care are like.
And you were saying off the air that it seems like it's always harder to find a home for a teen.
Yeah, we have fewer families that are willing or able to take teens, and so generally we struggle a little bit more to find homes for them.
And that's where Lane comes in.
Right.
Lane has said, I'll take the teen boys, correct?
Right. He's been taking teen boys for us for, well, those whole 20 years that he's been doing it.
All right. Lane, let's talk about your experiences in Utah foster care and, you know, maybe some stories that you have. Now you said we could go all day.
We could, yes.
But that's what people need to come to the forum for. So if you want to talk about your experience with Utah Foster Care and really what it's done for you and what you've gotten out of it.
Okay, yeah, sure. You know, we got into the foster care business when a relative of a friend was going to be put in foster care. And I went to DCFS and said, well, he can't come to our house. We're willing to take him. And they said, okay, fine. You're going to have to become foster parents. And I said, okay, we'll do that, but we only want to do it for him. When he's gone, then we're done. Well, we've just been going on since then. And I think part of the reason is because when I look around, if we don't do it, who's going to? And that's when we decided to do something where we focused on teens. Because teens bring their own issues, but they also bring their own rewards.
They do. And you were saying that now you've done this for about 20 years.
Yes, over 20 years.
And you just, when you started out, you were only going to do the one and that was it, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we committed to one and then we said we'd be gone after that. And we just keep going.
So it must have given you, you know, it must have gotten something out of it then that, you know, some sort of a, I mean, I think that being a foster parent would be rewarding in its own way.
Yeah, well, of course it is. I mean, I think the way I look at it is we're helping the world one child at a time. And if you're going to help the world, what do? Well, you help the kids.
Right. And you were saying that, Lane, you're the only one in the area that takes teen boys.
We are right now. Yes.
And so if there is another teen boy and you don't have room for him, they go somewhere else. Is that correct?
Yeah, they go up north. Yeah, they go over the hill usually.
Which really isn't fair.
No. Well, that presents so many problems. They're not only away from their families, it's a lot tougher to do family visits. It's a lot tougher to do holidays for them. It just makes everything a lot tougher. They're away from their friends. There's just lots and lots of issues when they have to go somewhere else.
Okay, and if you want to talk to Lane about his experiences with foster care and teens, he will be there. It's January 13th, starting at about 6, you guys were saying, correct?
Yes.
And that's going to be at the Utah Foster Care offices that are located in the same building as Job Service.
Right, just downstairs.
The address would be...
It's 475 West Price River Drive.
Okay.
And then we'll just be downstairs.
All right, Kobe, I'm going to come back to you just to kind of wrap it up. And you can kind of let people know one more time all the ins and outs of it. If they need to get in touch with you, how they can do that.
It's great if people RSVP, but it's by no means necessary for the event. And like we said, it's just a pretty informal question and answer. Come and ask whatever questions you may have had about foster care. And Lane and I, and he might be bringing one of his older youth that have been through the system, come with him and answer questions for families about what it's like to care for teens. But like I said, even if their focus isn't teens and they just want more information about foster care, they're welcome to come as well, and we can answer their questions just in general.
So that is the Utah Foster Care Teen Forum, January 13th, starting at about 6 p.m. at the Utah Foster Care offices, which is in the building with Job Service, and a phone number if people would like to get in touch with you.
It's 636-0210, and they can also look at our Facebook page, which is utahfostercare.org, if they're just wanting some general information about requirements and things like that.
Okay, so every little bit helps. Every person will help. Really?
Yes. And we need people even to just do short-term care, which is like respite. Say Lane's going on vacation. We don't want those kids to have to go to like a shelter, which is a detention facility, because he's going on a trip, if there's a family that could take him for a weekend. So we want people to know that whatever they can offer, we have a need for, not just, oh, can you keep them forever? But even if you can only say, well, I could take some teenagers for the weekend or for 3 or 4 days, then we need families to do that kind of thing as well.
Okay. And just get on down there. January 13th, one last time, starting at 6 p.m., and it's at the Utah Foster Care offices in the building there with Job Service over there on Price River Drive. Lane, Kobe, thank you for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.